Yes, it's a Tuesday and it feels just a little bit strange, but he's no stranger than usual. He is our armchair expert, Tom Fury. How are you this morning, mate?
Oh, pretty good, Bear. Comfy in the armchair watching a stack of sport at the moment.
Well, we're going to start with the usual. Who's happy this morning?
Look, I'm going straight to the TV sports news. The NRL season is about to start, and I know this because I'm getting emails confirming tipping competitions, getting your little password, which you've forgotten all about from last year.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, all the offers of massive amount of money, which you always more or less think about spending throughout the season as you put in worse and worse tips. Look to shots of muscular footballers in singlets and back-to-front baseball caps in training. That's another thing that reminds you.
Yep.
And, of course, the big thing that reminds you the footy is on the way, speculation about Bellamy's future.
Oh, yeah. Where is he going to coach next year?
Well, he was supposed to go to Brisbane.
Yeah.
There was a lot of talk of him doing that and taking over the reins there. And now Morrison hasn't received a contract update at Cronulla because he's going to Cronulla.
You don't think this might be his manager just trying to push up the dollars at Brisbane, do you?
I just think it's the start of the NRL season, mate.
Fair enough. Who's sad this morning, Tom?
Look, you and I have argued about this, Bear, and we'll argue again, but we're arguing in silence just about because no fans at sporting events, I don't think it works. I think you lose an enormous amount.
I don't think it makes a huge amount of difference. I really think it's just a matter of you're not used to it. I mean, how many times have you watched a game where there's only been a few fans there? It doesn't make any difference, does it?
Well, sometimes that's part of the atmosphere as well, because you can hear one or two idiots yelling out quite clearly.
Yeah.
Certainly no fans at the tennis. Tennis fans are a unique bunch of, you know, enthusiastic people who just get into it, and basically they're now all being kicked out, and they were kicked out in the middle of a game, which is fantastic, even in its sense. They were told, you all have to go home, you have to go home now. That was very bizarre. Look, I think sport loses a bit without fans.
It definitely does, but I still do wonder, because ultimately the sports still seem to be functioning because they're getting the dollars, because those fans have got their eyeballs set on the TV screens. It's not like they didn't stop watching. So it is still helping out the sport.
Yeah, it just loses a little atmosphere, particularly from my armchair. I just wish that there was people there yelling at the fan, at the players as much as I am at the telly.
Well, open the window. Maybe your neighbours will start another fight and they can give you that atmosphere you crave. Who's red-eyed this morning?
Oh, look, let's go straight to it. Ash Barty fans, red-eyed with joy, Bear. Red-eyed with joy.
Fantastic victory over the 57th seed, Shelby Rogers from the United States. Ash Barty, the party continues as she moves on to into the finals, deeper into the competition. Can she be the one, Tom? Can she be the final one to crack the duck we've been experiencing in tennis for two generations now?
Joy, Bear. Joy.
All right, and who's looking towards the future this morning?
Look, this is quite amazing. Starting Monday, this coming Monday, Australia will play the first of one of five 2020 games against New Zealand.
Five T20 matches. That's a lot of T20 cricket, I reckon.
It's a test match. A test match of 2020.
Yeah, that's true.
You should actually accumulate the scores as it goes along.
They should play it 5 days in a row and they could have innings and stuff like that. They could wear whites while they're at it.
That guy could carry over from the previous night.
That's what the world is crying out for, T20 test cricket. I can't believe it hasn't been tried yet.
There are old loyalists, traditionalists just having heart attacks as we speak there. It's not a test match.
It'd be even better if they could get the Kiwis to wear those old brown uniforms they used to wear at the beginning of World Series cricket. Remember those, Tom?
They were terrible, weren't they? Whenever you look at them now, there's a certain term that you almost immediately say, which you can't repeat on radio, but that's what they looked like they were covered in.
I think I'll be kind enough to say chocolate soldiers. That's about as close as we'll get to it.
Oh, God, you have got a future.
Thank you, Tom. We'll catch up and talk more sport next Tuesday.
Catch you, man.